Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's time for Carl to count down the hits from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or send an email message to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can play this week's quiz, find out about attending our weekly live shows at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, and go to the NPR shop, where you can pick up a copy of the 2007 Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me News Junkies Page a Day calendar. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Joe Barrios. I live in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm originally from Thibodaux, Louisiana.
Really? Oh, you have that lovely twang in your voice. It's nice to hear.
Oh, well, thank you.
What do you do there in Nashville?
I am a resident physician in the pathology department at Vanderbilt.
Oh, I see. That must be exciting and interesting work.
It can be.
Yes. It might be someday.
It might be.
You look at, like, tumors, and you say,
Oh,
that's
yeah,
a tumor,
exactly.
Right?
When surgeons take something out, they send it to us, and we tell them what it is.
That's tumor humor.
Yeah, tumor humor.
Well, it's Southern hospitality.
Do you ever find yourself going, no, put it back, put it back?
It's not a position we'd like to be in.
Yeah. Well, welcome to our show, Joe. Now, you're going to play Carl Castle's Countdown, the one time in our show where Carl gets to shed the stuffy newscaster persona and unleash his inner rock god.
Are you ready to rock, Peter?
I am, Carl.
All right.
I wish you could have said that with a helium. Okay, Joe, Carl is now going to play you three hit singles, each of them inspired by a story in this week's news. Your job, identify the story. You ready to play?
Yes, sir.
All right. Carl, who's first on your playlist?
Peter, here's a song that's being done in 12-part chorus by a group of high-powered Silicon Valley businessmen. It's Rockwell's 1984 Ode to Paranoia.
So board members at a certain high-tech company were no doubt complaining about somebody watching them. What company?
Oh, goodness. Hewlett-Packard?
Yes, Hewlett-Packard. So HP chairwoman Patricia Dunn naturally wanted to find out who had been leaking confidential information to the press. So naturally, she hired a high-end private investigator who naturally subcontracted out that work to the kind of investigation company that wears purple velour sweatsuits to work. That firm discovered the mole by calling up his phone company and pretending to be him to get his phone records, which is clever, effective, and extremely illegal. Chairwoman Dunn is now ex-Chairwoman Dunn. The California Attorney General is investigating, and the company will have to change its slogan from HP Invent to HP Indict. Carl, what do you have for us next?
Well, Peter, somewhere out there, perhaps in a cave, there's a man who we think is singing along to Bon Jovi.
I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride. I'm wanted dead or alive.
Wanted dead or alive was how the Bush administration characterized a certain fellow exactly 5 years ago. Who was it?
Osama bin Laden.
Of course. We imagine no one was more surprised by the Bush administration ignoring him for so long as Osama himself. One audio tape released to Al Jazeera a couple years ago had him complaining to an aide, quote, "What am I, chopped sheep liver?" But of course he must be thrilled that as the anniversary of 9/11 approached, the president began to quote him at length so as to remind America that he's still out there, threatening us, doing evil. We know Osama knows about President Bush quoting him because his most recent statement reads, quote, "We shall extend our new caliphate from Palestine to Spain, and I, George Bush, am a stupid head."
He must also be thrilled that Whitney Houston is single again.
Yes.
Yes.
That may be, though. You may have heard about
a
this.
A plot.
Exactly.
To get him out of
we
hiding.
Heard
it's great.
What happens? The first thing is we hear from a former paramour of his that he's really into Whitney, right? Whitney Houston. Thinks she's cute, thinks she could be a good Muslim, thinks she'd be part of his, you know, four wives. Next thing you know, Whitney announces her divorce.
Mm-hmm.
She's single.
She's a great patriot.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Really. It's just like Notorious with Whitney
Yes.
Being a kind of marijuana-addled Ingrid Bergman.
Right, exactly.
And Osama being a taller, bearded Claude Rains.
Right, right.
And George Bush as pretty much a straightforward Cary Grant. Don't you think?
No.
No. All right, Carl, why don't you take us out with something hopping?
You got it, Peter. Let's dedicate this David Johansen dance song to a friend in California who should have kept his thoughts to himself this past week.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot. Oh,
what California politician, California politician, is regretting his comments about the hotness of Puerto Ricans and Cubans and others?
Well, from the accent, I'd have to guess Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes, it would be. So the governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, did you know that he was governor? Really? I took some time off from the show, and I swear to you, I thought I had dreamed that. Anyway, he's the governor. He was having a private meeting, and he was discussing a particular Republican Latina legislator who was causing him, you know, some grief or whatever. And he said, oh, they are all very hot. They have the, you know, part of the black blood in them and the part of the Latino blood in them that together makes it, unquote. The tape was of this conversation. He knew he was on tape. It was released by a Democratic opponent, and Arnold had to apologize, saying, of course, he meant it as a compliment. She said, there's no problem. You know, there's no kind of racial or sexual thing. And just to prove he meant no ill will towards her, he playfully groped her. So it's fine now. Carl, how did Joe do on our quiz?
Three correct answers. So, Joe, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done. Thank you so much for playing, Joe.
Well, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.